Reflection 1. Light in the darkness. Give thanks. On returning home to Jerusalem, the people discovered that this once great city was destroyed. There were now people living among the ruins, including peasants and people from other lands such as Samaria. In the darkness of sorrow, of coming home to find it damaged beyond repair, the prophet brought in a tiny light of hope. That sliver of possibility that something can be built out of disaster is what led the people forward into the future. The prophet saw that those who had been dispersed would regather, there would be joy, and people would again bring gifts and praise to God. Today is a day of stories of darkness and light. The light of love, of hope, of joy. The darkness of hope, of life, nurturing joy. In this first reading, darkness is seen to be heavy and sorrowful, and we often think of darkness as bad, a time of struggle. But we know that this is not always the case, as darkness is also the nurturer of life. Darkness holds the seeds of promise until they are ready to grow. Darkness is where God began to create the promise of the world. Hope is the light of possibilities. The tiniest light of hope can move us forward, moving the darkness aside, whether it be comforting or not, to allow new living to burst forth. The prophet told the people that God would shine a light into their darkness, that new life would burst forth. The promise of the prophet is that when we embrace new people, new possibilities that enter our lives in unexpected circumstances, we are creating space for God's living light to come into all of God's world. And then we are all encouraged to give thanks for the gifts of darkness and light that God offers us now and in the future. The second reflection, the wise ones and the darkness. Depending on the story you hear, these people, and there is no count in the scripture, could have been kings, astrologers, fortune tellers. They came to find the Messiah, the chosen one. They followed correct political manners by going to Herod when they entered his country, and they asked for his wisdom. But Herod was that darkness that didn't nurture life. He was the darkness that held power over others. Herod was threatened by the perceived threat of another king in his kingdom, so he was troubled, angry, and everyone around him was affected by his attitude. He gathered the chief priests and scribes together and demanded to know when and where this chosen one was to be born. And then he put his own interests first, and he lied. He said he wanted to pay homage to the new king, and we know he didn't. He wanted to destroy the threat to his power. His was a nasty darkness that continues to manifest itself in the world. A darkness that smothers instead of nurtures. A darkness that allows fear to justify violence and the sacrifice of others. A darkness that threatens and holds hostage opportunities for growth and loving. This darkness seeps into conversations that make the weak and vulnerable pay the price for the power of others. This is a darkness that needs to be transformed into nurturing. Where is the sliver of hope that Isaiah offered? How can the church be the light of God's love sparking in that darkness? Reflection 3. The wise ones and the light. The gifts that the wise ones offered were often given to kings, gold for kingship on earth, Frankincense as a symbol of deity or godliness. Myrrh, an embalming oil as a symbol of death or mortality. With these gifts, they were acknowledging the power of God's chosen one in the world. They were honoring the possibility that this light of hope was bringing into the world. What gifts do we bring to honor our God? Do we bring gifts that promise great wealth of spirit? Do we bring the fragrance of a life rich with love? Do we bring the honesty of knowing that life is tough, but that as we travel together, we can offer hospitality and support along the way? What do you offer today? Reflection 4. The wise ones choosing the light. The wise ones consulted and observed and listened. Then with discernment and the voice of the Spirit in their hearts, they refused to give in to that darkness that hurt. They did not feed into Herod's anger or fear. It may not have turned out the way they had hoped, but they took a stand against the awful in life and became a tiny beacon of light in the darkness. These wise ones, like the prophets of old and of now, saw and heard God in places that others missed. They listened and followed God's voice that asked them to be part of nurturing, protecting the innocent. They weren't afraid to change directions to create life. They were faithful folk who offered what they could, leaving their own homes and safety to offer hope to someone else, recognizing a possibility that others couldn't see. They chose a path of non-violence. They did not get distracted from God's goal. Remembering the wise ones, their courage, determination, and wisdom, we pray. God, give me the courage for another road. Give me the peace to accept new things, to go new ways, to embrace the unfamiliar. Give me the grace to be changed. You who create each moment, create me anew today. Let each breath be a rebirth. Be my star and lead me. Awaken me to your calling and to my going. May I let go of my attachment to knowing the way and my fear of not knowing. Let me know nothing and only listen, depending entirely on you, trusting that in all changes you are present, steadfast, and devoted. Walk with me, God, on this new road. Amen.